What is going on, guys?
Oh, are we doing this now?
Yeah.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling right
Yay!
Now.
Yay! Welcome to your mom's house podcast. I'm Christina Pujitsky.
I'm Tom Segura.
No! Tom Segura, my husband, is in Minneapolis this week, so standing in for him is the godless sodomite, Ari Shaffir.
Backup husband
and resident Jew.
Hi, Ari. Everyone. I've only committed sodomy once.
And Mr. Red Band.
What's up?
Hey, I don't know why they call you Red Band. Does everybody know that except me?
I used to be a projectionist for like 10 years, and then when the internet first came out, and everyone was like getting screen names and stuff, and I just picked Red Band from Red Band trailers. Like movie trailers used to be like Red Band or Green Band. And I was going to just do Red Band, but then I was thinking, then people think I'm in a band, so I took out the D and just called myself Red Man, Red Band. So.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, because Red Man's already taken
right.
by a black guy.
And it also sounds like you're a band.
Who raps.
Red Man?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
There's also a Yellow Man, I think.
Method Man?
There's a bunch of mans. There's a bunch of them.
How are you guys doing this week?
I'm doing
what's
awesome.
What's happening?
I'm doing awesome.
Really? I have an ear infection.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
From what?
It's tasty. It's from a cold of last week. And this is like the second one I've had in 6 months. And I haven't had them since I was like 10 years old. And
does it make you fall?
It doesn't make me. It makes me not want to eat anything or do anything.
Makes you dizzy at all?
No. I tell you though. Oh, I do have a great piece of advice for people that don't have health insurance.
Yeah, that's me starting in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm almost there. If you go to a place that's called the Minute Clinic, it's at the CVS Pharmacy. There's a few of them in L.A., and it only costs like $60, and a nurse practitioner sees you.
Yeah, that's all who sees you anyway.
Right, and it's such a rip. And when you call the doctor, they're like, yeah, you can come in, you know, 2 weeks from now. And you're like, well, I'll be deaf by then. So I just go
to the Minute Clinic.
So this is just like for a prescription, so you can just get a prescription immediately, and it costs like $60?
$60, and the... You know, obviously don't go there if you've been hit by a car and you're bleeding. But, like, if you have an ear infection or a cold or a cough or something, it's, like, the best thing ever.
I
highly recommend it.
A couple years ago, I just forgot to pay my premiums for insurance. So I called. I was like, hey, I needed to make an appointment. I have an infection. And they were like, oh, you don't have insurance.
Oh, my God.
You can't
get
it until January. So I had to go to the free clinic for a staph infection. But it took too long, but it was, like, totally free.
Really?
Like, you don't pay anything for the doctor visit, and then they give you this card saying you don't have insurance, and then you don't pay anything for the antibiotics.
Wait, is this a free clinic, like, downtown L.A.
Yeah,
where
there's
homeless
one in Vermont
people?
And like, Melrose. Yeah, there's a few around town.
Is it dicey, though? Will I get raped as I'm waiting?
No, I mean, not if you're wearing that, but, you know, if you dress up a little.
How I
sure,
look today,
you might,
or something? Yeah, make myself jeans. Presentable?
You get the prescription drugs from a guy in a car.
It's safe, especially during the day. It's totally safe. Chewy. The one on Santa Monica, Vermont, maybe not.
Mm.
But it was totally fine. You just had to wait way longer.
Okay. Yeah, that's the only part. But the Minute Clinic is like 15 minutes.
Is there like a limit to what the Minute Clinic can do? Like, I mean, you're not going to go in there and be like, I got these things on my dick. Like, it's just more like I have a cold and I want something
better
stuff.
It's basic stuff. Like, you know what's wrong with you and you just need, it's just like I need penicillin. Can I have some fucking penicillin?
Yeah.
Like, why do I have to go make an appointment and sit in a waiting room to get some fucking antibiotics? And like in the Arab world, you can just walk into these places and get drugs that you need.
In Tijuana, there's no prescription. No, they have pharmacies.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just go and buy everything and they're just like, yeah, whatever, if you want them.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Like, who's going to overdose on penicillin? Why must we regulate these
drugs?
I'm
allergic to penicillin.
Are you?
Yeah.
So what do you take when you have cold?
There's all these fake kind of penicillins, I guess, like, I don't know if moxicillin.
I
think moxicillin is actually the same. I don't remember.
And they don't work like quite as well.
Yeah, they don't work quite as well. So I'm always like getting this bullshit help. You know, like I'm fucking dying. And they're like, well, here's this thing that will kind of help you. And I remember I took penicillin once when I was a kid, and I just broke out with these hives everywhere. And sometimes I've been so sick, I'm like, I'll take hives over what I'm feeling now. You know,
that's so terrible. That's like a fundamental drug to be allergic to.
Yeah. It's gay.
Wow. Wow, penicillin talks. Fascinating.
Oh, fucking Optimus Prime.
Good. What's that?
What is that?
Optimus Prime lives next door, and he's always fucking tuning up and shit. Are you guys allergic to anything at all?
Wool.
Wool?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a wool sweater? No,
it's a Raylon or whatever that fake wool is.
What happens?
I just get sniffles, and my eyes water up. Oh, and cats.
Yeah, I think cats for me, too. Yeah.
Really? Is there a cat? There's a cat staring at us right now.
Right now.
Hey, guys!
Although my cat allergy's gone way down in the last few years.
Why? Do you just build an immunity?
I think I'm used to it, and I'm like, oh, it's not that bad. I'll just get sniffles in my eyes.
Yeah, I kind of tolerate it, too, because I like petting them so much. Yeah. It's like, oh, I'll take the...
There's also cats that you're totally can be allergic to, and other cats that you would not be allergic to. It's all based on their dander. So
yeah. Their dander.
I went out with a girl with a cat, and hers wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
But with Diaz, a 10... Street cats. Just as soon as I walk in.
So like, Joey, you might not know this. Joey Diaz has now 11 cats.
11?
Yeah, he just got another one. And I haven't been inside of his house yet, but I've been to the point where you're at your front door and you go look inside of his house because I never thought it was true. I was like, all right, he doesn't really have 11 cats. He's probably just got like five, and there's like all these cats that live outside. No, just the one peek inside that I got, it was just like cats everywhere. A cat on TV, another cat chasing another cat, just. It looked like a madhouse. And I know I have panic attacks. I have like heart attacks just from having these two fucking cats.
It's like that Russian video of you seeing with like 500 cats in that woman's apartment. It's really? Got to smell terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I don't smell your cats, but generally if you have a lot, like you can just smell it outside.
I use a lot of like that's candles fresh. And... all the bullshit things.
You know what the best episode of Hoarders ever was? Is when they found 35 dead cats in this woman's house.
Just like flying around.
That's an actual episode?
35. Yeah. Was it 35 cats total? And some of them were dead. like skeletons. And she's like, what? I didn't know.
Wow. I never watched that show. That seems awesome.
It's wonderful.
They have it on Netflix.
I'm such a hoarder too, but not that bad.
Are you really?
Brian, see my place.
Oh,
what's dude, going he on? Had, right?
He has like microwaves stacked on microwaves in his living room.
Oh, microwaves like don't work anymore. I'm like, oh, I got to throw this out, so I'll put it by the door, and then I'll leave it there for a year and a half.
And right. What compels you to not throw it away? Are you?
I'm like, oh, I got to get to that. I think laziness more than like I might need that again. There's some of that where it's like some things I don't throw out because like who knows when this will come back into style or something like that.
So that fear of the utility of it, like oh, I might need a microwave that doesn't work. And then I don't have it, and then what?
I was thinking for a sketch, maybe I'll...
That's what I always think, too.
Like, I don't do sketches ever.
I never do.
it's been like 7 years.
So, like are you one of those gross boys that the house is filthy? Do you have a mattress on the floor that you just sleep on?
With no...
Dude, my husband was like that when I met him.
Really?
Just a mattress on the floor, no soap in the shower.
I don't have that. I have soap. I don't. Do you have soap? Yeah.
You know how you can tell a man is filthy is when he smells like bananas and jizz. Like it's a special combination.
Bananas.
I don't know if the bananas is like. You remember when, like in college and you
saw bananas in my trash can in my bathroom and now you're saying that I smell like bananas and jizz.
No, but like I remember like do you know Matt Fultron?
Yeah.
And he and like a bunch of boys lived together at one point in Silver Lake, and I'd hang out at their house. And boy houses, when you get a group of them together, it's just hair everywhere and just jizz and banana smell and dirty dishes.
Oh, dirty dishes! Yeah, you get that smell. My kitchen doesn't smell great.
Do you live alone?
I live alone, but mostly I'm not dirty as much as I am cluttered.
Mm.
Like I won't leave pizza boxes out, foods and stuff. If I make some steak, the bones I'll throw out immediately.
Roaches, that's why.
Yeah,
because if you've had them, you know how mad. It's the worst.
I'm not necessarily a dirty person. I just got so much animals, and I've noticed ever since I've ripped the carpet off or out here that it just collects balls of these. They're not cat hair. They're just. Like
hair,
yeah.
Well, they're not even that. They just seem like dust bunnies, I guess. Or
you have hardwood floors now too. That happens all the time with hardwood floors.
Yeah, I've never had hardwood floors, and I just have balls of like look like kittens everywhere.
You got to sweep like every few days.
You're pretty clean. Oh, watch out for Twinksy.
Hey, idiot face.
The dog is ruining.
Fucking retarded
dog.
Who
does not step over stuff?
It's the dumbest dog ever.
But the most beautiful and likable.
Yeah, but she needs to stop thinking about.
She's chewing something. All right, get the gum out of her mouth for God's sake. What is that?
It's just chocolate. She's
it's
fine.
It's chocolate. This is a nice house, though, Red Band. You keep it clean for a boy, I will say.
Yeah.
Right now, there's a studio.
He's also had girls here in the recent past.
Oh, so that's why.
It'll get worse and worse.
Right, right. Yeah. I'm a pig by nature.
I
hate cleaning. I hate it.
Who cleans your place, then?
Well, now Tommy and I both do. But the place we lived before in downtown was just... It was total hoarders. Like, it was not
By the way,
normal.
You can get, like, an awesome cleaning person in the LA area for, like... $40.
Everyone I know that has one, they steal from them.
No.
Every single person I know that has one has said the same
thing.
Well,
what do we
have?
Everyone says that, and then it's like, oh, I can't find my thing. It must be stolen. My new Chuck Taylors. And you look 6 months later, like, oh, they're under my bed with all the rest of my shoes.
Yeah, we don't have good shit to steal. We're comics. Mm. We have what?
No one ever goes and publicly says, oh, I assumed she stole from me, and she didn't. I was wrong about telling everyone that my mate stole from me.
Well, you know who I'm talking about, Ari, and that was legit. She actually admitted to it.
Who?
Who?
A maid or a woman?
A maid.
Was she Mexican?
Yes.
You got a maid.
Oh, my God.
And they've been, like, a long time person, but whatever. We don't need to go into that. But no, I mean, that's what I'm afraid of, because, like, I get freaked out if somebody comes over to my house I don't know. I don't just go, all right, hey, I'll see you later, and give you my keys.
You can watch them if you want.
You sit here and
yeah,
you
and
watch.
That's, unless I have no pants on, that does not seem fun. Hey, I'm gonna watch you mop the floor for the next 2 hours.
You know, Tommy was masturbating one time in his house, and the cleaning lady came in. This is before he and I lived together.
What?
And she fully caught him. Wow. I wish he was here to tell that.
Wow.
Next
time. In what? In the hotel?
No, in a house in Silver Lake that he lived in before we moved in together. It was great.
Wow.
I can't wait to walk in on him masturbating one day.
You haven't done it?
Have?
No, and I keep waiting. I'm like, oh, one day it's going to be so great. I'm going to laugh so hard.
Have you tried?
No, you got to try.
Yeah, you got to pick out moments. You got to, like, I think he might be. I'm going to the supermarket for a little while, then wait like 3 or 4 minutes. And then come back softly.
Yeah.
I forgot my keys. Oh, okay.
My favorite thing is always when you date the girl and she's like, you know, you have sex and she doesn't come, but you're like, she goes, I really want to come. And I'm like, well, hey, you know, you can masturbate. I'm just going to go to the bathroom and go get some, you know, go in the kitchen. She goes, okay. And then, like, you keep the door a little open and then you sneak over and then just go, oh, look at her. She was really doing it. And you just see her sitting there going, ugh.
That never happens to me.
Really? You always come?
You? No, but I'm not like that. I'm like, I gotta run,
Oh, you don't?
I just really, I'm in the moment. You know,
it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Who cares?
Yeah, I'm not an animal like that where I gotta.
I date animals.
I gotta bust
it
out. Oh, for sure. What are you doing? You just mess with mine.
Is it yours?
Yeah.
Why did mine go down?
I don't know.
Is that yours?
Yeah,
they're both yours.
They're both yours.
Yours?
No, that's the main volume. Each the individual volume is next to each plug. You're doing the main volume for both of them.
This one's closer to the plug than the other one. Okay, no,
whatever, dude.
Oh, Howard Stern just renewed his contract.
He did finally. I love all the talk. Like, he's gonna go do a podcast.
He never
Fuck
will.
You.
You know, he always does this. Every time his contracts are up, he meows and meows. Oh, wah, wah. And then, of course.
I stopped listening to him. He's an old man.
He's like an old Jewish woman. That's what he reminds me of
he's
now.
He's a yenta. Well, I grew up listening to him. I've been listening to him since I was 14. And, you know.
And a lot of my friends are like that.
I just think he's so funny and so great. But maybe it is time.
I just never got into it, too. I just
really?
Never listened to him in the mornings.
Never?
And then,
I
mean,
did.
Here or there, like once or twice, but it was always like, I didn't like when he had arguments with people and then hung up on them and then continued the argument.
I love it.
I'm like, of course they're losing the argument because they're not there to like retort everything you're saying.
Yeah.
So you never got addicted to him ever, even when he was at his prime.
I admit that.
I used to be a huge fucking fan, but then lately it's just like a naggy old lady just going.
I listened to Grease Man. I would listen
Grease
to
Man.
Grease. Yeah. What is Grease Man?
He was a syndicated guy, Nino Griesmanelli. He got banned for like a year once, or thrown off for a year for saying on Martin Luther King Day, "Kill four more, we'll get the whole week off."
Wow. That's actually funny.
Yeah, it is funny. But it's like, yeah, you can't. No, you can't. But now you can never say that. That was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I was noticing we've become so much more uptight. Like, even the movies we grew up on, like, I don't know, like Ghostbusters or fucking Vacation. Or what about Blazing Saddles? Like, you watch that movie now, and it's still like, oh my God, dude, they say nigger. And you're like, it's really... It's so much more subversive and funny
than
the shit
like,
they make today.
Yeah, it absolutely. Is. It's like, go for it. There's, you know, there's like the stereotypes come from somewhere. Like, you can at least make fun of them, or like, we're not all the same.
Yeah.
We're just not.
Yeah, I agree, and I don't know what's wrong with admitting to that. And
right, as long as you don't say better or worse,
right.
Just different.
That's right. I agree.
Yeah, but you get in trouble just by saying. Like, well, some people are. Yeah, I know. Some people aren't.
Well, yeah, not only that, it's generational, too. Like, my parents are kind of old school and racist. And, like, what's that?
My text.
Oh my God. And, you know, at Thanksgiving, my dad has opinions about black people that are just
only his Thanksgiving?
Opinions. Only Thanksgiving when my friends are over and he can monologue. But, like, what's the, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Tell him to change his opinions? Yeah, he's 64 years old. That's who he is.
And then suddenly you realize, too, this is what we're talking about, how, like, kids, like college kids think they know everything.
Yeah.
But then you realize, like, I'll be 60 at some point, too. And I'll have some, you know, antiquated ideas about things. But, like, just, it's okay, man. Yeah. Like, your dad's not an idiot.
No, he's not.
He was privy to all the information that you were.
That's right.
He's decided.
That's his way.
The best thing about hanging out with older people, though, is, like my mom, and, or I shouldn't even say my mom, fuck. But anyway, so, like, relatives, older relatives, is, like they will get mad at you if you say something gross or you'll cuss. Like, you'll be right. Like, fuck, or this. But then if I, just for fun, will throw out, man, this fucking bling, bling. Today at the grocery store, she's like, wow, what'd he do? Like, yeah. It's like, she's Indian like on the same team immediately.
That's what my mom said to me once recently. Indian people are very argumentative by nature.
Like
I deal with this one, he always is arguing. And like, that's,
like Native Americans or Bombay?
Bombay.
Let me tell you, my stepfather is Indian, and I had three Indian stepsisters growing up, and they are argumentative.
Yeah.
And they steal. And my stepdad was a criminal, and he would cut people's tires.
The hardest thing I've had to deal with, personally, nice snort.
Yeah.
Is as you get older, realizing that some racial stereotypes are perceived, like you've decided that on your own, and they're not wrong.
What do you mean?
Like, if you talk to waitresses, and they're like, black people don't tip. Those are not racist people to begin with. They've learned that behavior from black people continuously not tipping.
That, and you know what, Ari? I will agree with you because I was a waitress for many years, and black people often don't give the best tips.
Totally. And it's not 100% of the time. You might get a black waitress, great, but generally they've made that as an observation, and it's across the board in America. They're like, black people don't do it.
That's true.
So it's like, is that racist or is it just a, yeah,
is it your experience with somebody? I agree. I don't know why we have to make concessions for having opinions about groups, about people.
Yeah.
Like, big fucking deal. Maybe it is true that black people don't tip. Does it make them bad? No. White people are extremely shitty, too.
But it does make them bad.
And you can say good stereotypes. That's sort of okay to say Jews or Asians are smart.
They are.
Successful. But nobody's like, ah, how can you say that? That's not true for everyone.
That's true. What is it? Louis C.K. has that bit where he's like, I'm a white male. You can't even hurt my feelings. Like, there's not even a slur that can hurt white people's feelings.
Yeah.
But white people are shitty. I will say that as far as crowds go as a comedian, white people are often my least favorite.
Yeah, they're boring.
They're boring as shit. They're uptight. They have white guilt about everything. They don't want to laugh about anything. White. And also, there's a denial about the truth. White people, I'm so offended. White people love to be offended
on
by
people's
things.
Behalf.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, so offensive. Offensive to who?
Yeah.
And fucking grow up. Like, you know what really kills me is when people talk about clean comedians versus dirty. Oh, dirty. What do you mean? Like, to me, there's two types of people. People who live in reality and deal with dirty things that make them feel ooky.
Yeah.
And then people who fucking don't.
I talked to Dat Fan once, who makes his living as a clean family comedian.
Oh, boo-boo.
We were talking, yeah, whatever. He's a nice guy, though. But I was
not
talking
Dat personally, just clean comedians make my asshole pucker. I can't.
And we were talking about, I was like, you don't ever want to, like, talk about wanting to fuck your wife or doing things like that. He goes, oh, I do want to talk about it, but I can't.
Why?
Because I'll lose my income.
Oh.
So he's
sure.
constricted by that, and he won't be able to fully express who he is.
That's interesting.
It seems kind of like a lame existence.
You know, there is definitely comics though that take the clean comedy to the right direction. Like John Heffron, he's not a, I guess completely clean comic, but his clean comedy is actually I can deal with.
Well, there's some, and Brian Regan, but you don't really notice
Brian Regan,
being clean.
Right.
Can I tell you honestly?
Yeah.
I got a problem.
You're not a Brian Regan fan.
No, it's not Brian Regan. It's not anybody personal, but I have never listened to like a squeaky clean comic and been like, yeah, man, that's funny. Or like, I get that. It never gets me in a visceral sort of like, fuck yeah. Like, it's not the same as listening to Richard Pryor talk about having a heart attack and doing too many drugs. And like,
you're like, wow.
Where's the truth? Well, Brian Regan, I don't know him as a person. I'm sure he's a fine guy, but I'm sure he's got dark shit looming like we all do. And
well,
like,
yeah, all the
talk
greatest,
about that.
All the greatest literature you've read over the years is all been about some fucked up experience.
Yeah.
Precious or whatever it is. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like all terrible moments. It's not like, there's no great books about, well, there's a few, but there's not many about, oh, yeah, I was just upper middle class and nothing really happened.
Yeah, everything's great. We talked
got
about
married,
donuts.
This girl's really into it.
Well, and I always think too, like, I feel like I can assess a man by his act. Like, you show me the act and I'll tell you what's going on in that dude's head. And to me, it's fucking weird when a guy doesn't talk about jerking off and doesn't talk about whatever hateful shit inside of him. And you know that that guy's a time bomb. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the guys that talk about Oreos and shit, like, those guys are going to murder. That guy is going to snap.
There are, me and David Taylor have talked about this, there are, for the people who are like, well, I don't like clean comedy, I don't like dirty comedy, there are some really horrible dirty comics. And
absolutely.
When you're bad as a dirty comic, it makes me feel bad for being dirty. Because I'm like, you're just going for shock.
Absolutely, yes.
And it's like, ugh.
Look at Jim Brewer now. His act. Have you seen his latest act? Ever since he found Jesus, and
he has.
He's found Jesus. Doesn't smoke weed. Do anything.
Oh, I don't know if he's still on that or not. Hopefully,
he is. No, really? He's still on it. Yeah.
When's the last time you saw him?
He was at Flappers last weekend.
Oh, really? He was doing clean.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Funny. I mean, funny. They say that funny is funny, and if it's dirty and just not funny, that's
you
terrible.
You have a clean joke here or there, and if you're only doing 5 minutes, like, okay, you can choose a clean joke, but it's like, I don't know, over a lifespan of somebody's act.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, I just get sick and tired of, I was in Arizona, and I had this fat female comic come up to me afterwards and was like, you're very funny. And she goes, you know, I'm an anomaly. I'm a clean female comic. And I was like, oh, fuck off. Like, don't, kiss my ass. Are you funny, though? You know, it's one thing just to, I don't know.
Are you pretty dirty on stage?
That's the thing is that I don't know, but I just talk about what the truth is to me. And if that includes talking about shitting, great. That's what it's going to be that day. And if it includes talking about butt sex or whatever, that's reality. It's not clean or dirty. It's reality.
Yeah.
So I don't do anything intentionally vulgar.
I like this when people are like, oh, you're a dirty comic. I'm like, no, but I mean, I guess so.
Yes, you are.
I guess based on what you're saying, but I'm not trying to be dirty ever. Sometimes I talk about dirty stuff.
Sometimes.
But I'm not going for it. It's just like, I'm talking about whatever I talk about. I don't really consider it.
Yeah, you don't think in terms of
like if I can't curse or is this bit whatever. I'm like, I don't know. It's just something I thought about.
That's the worst when people are like, don't curse. And then the whole time you're like, fuck.
Well, that's part of my language. Yeah.
Anyways.
I had to do that at Laugh Factory a couple of days ago for their all night long. Jamie, they're broadcasting this to kids in hospitals who don't curse. I'm like, oh,
are you
serious?
On.
So I actually tried to not curse. Yeah. I just choose bits that were a little cleaner. But it was hard.
Did you change? Like, have you ever kissed in the shower? Or what?
I didn't do bits like that. But I hate it. People are like, you're dirty. I'm like, I guess.
Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, you're pretty fucking dirty, man.
I haven't seen your act in a long time.
It's not like offensive dirty, I don't think.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You just
right
don't
now
know what it is.
What do you talk about right now?
I'm talking about how we're all judging people for doing the same stuff that we do and how hypocritical it is for each of us. It's mostly what I'm working on lately.
Okay. And that's
and how
dirty?
It's not helping. No, it's not really. But then some stuff is, some stuff isn't. But there's dirty stuff in there. I talk about shitting inside there.
Yeah. Well, that's part of life, man.
Yeah.
You gotta talk about shitting.
Ari, you're a pretty dirty person in general, though. You're one of the few people that I talk to, and immediately you're like, hey, let's go on FaceTime, and he's showing me his dick, or he'll send me a video of him taking a shower and just pull out his dick in the bathtub.
No, like, I'm not offended by this stuff. It's like, it's funny. It's ridiculous.
Well, dudes do often show their genitals to each other.
Flaccid dicks?
I've never done it ever.
You've never shown
I've never your... showed my dick to another guy. Ever.
Or your beanbag? Not even your chicken?
Not even my beanbag. Not even a nipple. I don't think I've even showed a nipple to somebody. I'm also the guy in the locker room that just put a towel on and went to a stall. You know, I
you
know.
Modest? Is that
I just don't feel the need to show my dick to people. I don't know. I guess I grew up better than you fucking savages.
Did you see Jackass 3 yet?
Yeah. Oh, I want to. Is it good?
There's so many flaccid dicks in there. It was hilarious, though. Were you turned off by that, Brian?
No, I'm not turned off. I think that's okay. But like, if I'm sitting in a room with you and you show me your dick, I'm just like, all right, well, that's unnecessary. You could have drawn that for me and it would have been
all
the
of
same.
It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
A lot of people do this where they create a line of like, that's I want this and no more. Dear. And then that's all they think is acceptable to anyone.
I think only comics do that, though. Maybe that's it. Maybe just it's a comic thing because I don't hang out. Any of my friends are the same way. They don't show their dicks to anybody.
Yeah,
I know my husband does. Like he sends dick pictures, and there's always assholes and dicks being texted around or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's funny. I love when boys are juvenile.
A flaccid male penis makes me laugh.
Me too. It's
sort of gross and retarded.
Just a mush pile.
Well, girls need to start showing their pussies. Then maybe I'll join in.
But a vagina is not the same thing. Not funny for some reason. It's
you got to make it funny. You're not trying. Fucking pull out your pussy boner and just.
Hey, look at my pussy boner.
Yeah, you know, like the part that gets. Everyone has a pussy boner. Every girl has a pussy boner.
Vaginas aren't external. That's a problem.
Yeah.
The flippity floppityness, it's the motion of the penis and the testicles.
Mm-hmm. And they look so much different when they're ready for sex and when they're not.
Yeah, that's so true. Anyway, well, I want to ask you, Ari. I know you went to see Pink Floyd with Joey Diaz.
We took some acid.
Whoa!
Joey called me. He was like, "We're going to see Pink Floyd. Call your mushroom guy. We're going to do this."
Acid, first of all, I didn't think you could do acid past the age of 30. At least I made a vow to myself never to because of life responsibilities.
But when did you make that vow to yourself?
When I was like 23, the last time I did acid.
When you're making assumptions about what you would be like when you were 30, right?
And lame as I thought I would be.
Yeah. I had a theory that you can't get a tattoo past 30.
Ugh. Did you get a tattoo?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have?
It's the best tattoo ever. I actually just found out recently it's on my real.
Keep on trucking.
I thought that was fake. I thought that's one of those stickers. Like, he wouldn't get that as a real tattoo. Awesome.
I showed Brian. He's like, "That's fake." I was like, "All right, whatever."
I thought it was fake for like a year.
I didn't care to convince you. I was like, "Fine, I don't care."
And then I licked it, and then it didn't come off.
Do whatever you want. Do whatever you want.
But I'm saying that first of all, do you know that kids don't even do acid anymore? Like,
really?
It's not hip. Like, I asked a bunch I asked some college kids, like, "Yo, you guys do acid?" And they're like, "What? What's acid?" Like,
really?
It doesn't. Apparently, what there's a bunch of other shit.
Like oxy.
I don't fucking know.
Molly, ecstasy. Ecstasy's probably the bigger than Molly.
I have ecstasy.
I don't even know what Molly is.
I don't know Molly either.
I know. Remember Special K?
Molly's
DMX.
Special K.
Yeah. I did Special K.
I never did Special K.
Were you a Grateful Dead head? Were you a hippie back in the day?
No, dude. I was an angry punker chick.
Punk chick.
I started everything. Nine Inch Nails? When I was 13 years old, I was smoking weed. I was in Hollywood. I had a mohawk. I was very angry.
Wow.
And I liked punk rock. And then...
Green Day?
Goth. No. Fuck Green Day. How dare
like
you,
Like Lag
sir?
Wagon? You got in the...
How dare you?
No use for a name.
Oh, my God.
Who are the light opposite of hardcore bands? NoFX. Who else was like...
No Doubt?
No.
Like the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, they're radical. No, but I remember the first time I took acid, I was 15 or 14 years old. It was a Lollapalooza. Do you remember the first Lollapalooza?
I never went.
And I was goth, and I had on like a velvet dress, and I was wearing retainers. Like, that's how young I was.
A badass.
And acid came on, and I fucking lost my mind because I took two tabs for my first time.
Two tabs for your first time?
I know!
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I took a tab and a half, and it didn't really work that well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you take the first tab, and then nothing happens, and you go, "Oh, I'll just take another one."
Yeah.
And that's how you get screwed, and you shouldn't do that. But I remember I was watching Susie and the Banshees.
Yeah,
Cascades
I love them.
Came on, and then the acid hit, and then I lost my mind.
What'd you do?
Well, I was with my sister and our friends. We were goth.
Were they all on it or not?
Yeah, we all took it together, and I just lost. We all lost our minds. Like, I can't do it in crowds.
Yeah, that's why the problem. That mushroom, it's like people are going to know.
Yeah. And it's the first time I did it, too. Yeah. So I was like, "What the fuck, man? There's too many people. They all know.
Or you're going to ruin their day by screaming or something. Right. And being that guy around them that's on drugs.
What are you supposed to do in
public? Tear off your skin.
But a lot of people do that. I know friends that drive on mushrooms.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like, it's fine. You concentrate on one thing that's a constant, like the radio. It's like, I know that's real. I'm like, you should be driving when you have to convince yourself that something's real.
No way. Wait, so you did it this time, and had you done it before?
Never done acid before.
What?
I wish I could do that.
This is your virgin voyage, if you will.
He was like, "Get some mushrooms." Voyage. And my mushroom guy's like, "I'm 2 months away. I'm right in the middle of a grow, so I got nothing." So Dia's like, "I'm getting some acid then. We're going to Pink Floyd."
That's crazy.
Whoa.
Okay. I couldn't think of a better guy to do acid with the first time.
Yeah, he's so crazy. I don't know.
Actually,
him that
I don't think
like
I would. I don't think I would want
I
to
feel
be
like
Joey Diaz.
He
acid
would know what's
mix.
Going on and be cool with like calming you down when you need to be because he's been through it like 1,000 times. You know, as long as you tell him it's your first time.
And so were you nervous at all?
A little bit. We did a half a tap first. He's like, "Let's do half." Mm-hmm. I got four. And the concert was at 8. I'm like, "Four?" He goes, "Just half. Get your skin popped," he said.
"Get your skin popped."
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I think it's like taking like half a hit of weed and then waiting 10 minutes just to see how strong it is.
Well, that's what I learned with acid is that you got to wait. You got to take a little bit of time. Give it 30 to 40 minutes to kick in.
Yeah.
Get weird. Let it get weird. Let it ride.
Yeah. Well, we did. So we took it at 4:03. And then at like 5... 30 on the subway. We're like, I got nothing. I'm not feeling a thing.
It takes time.
So Diaz took another acid? Full.
No. Wait, the subway. Now, where are you? Are you in L.A.?
We went from North Hollywood. We're going downtown to Staples Center. We figured we'd take the subway.
Staples Center on acid?
I know. Is this like the worst idea ever? See, I don't get that. Because when I did acid, yeah. I'm like, all right, I got couch. I got weed. Mm-hmm. I got a backyard. I got, you know, some Beyond the Mind's Eye CDs or DVDs. I got some good music and candles. Yeah. And I love a lamp. That's all I want. The last thing I want to do is go to a fucking Staples Center on acid, especially my first time and cops and LA downtown. Ugh.
Oh my God.
And that just sounds like a nightmare, man.
I was at four joints in my pocket.
He's also the same guy that decided to eat mushrooms and go see a movie the other day.
Or what? Say a movie.
Alice in Wonderland. Messed up. It's a movie about mushrooms.
And how was that experience?
Movie theater was kind of empty. It was okay. See, and I didn't trip too hard.
I've actually watched Yellow Submarine while on acid.
Yeah.
And it's the most horrifying, terrifying experience I've ever had. And I had to turn it off immediately.
Really?
You don't need drugs to watch that movie.
Certain things. Right. No, it's about drugs.
And it doubled up. It was too much.
I also couldn't tell in Alice in Wonderland if like the vines on the side and stuff or the flower were all like moving and weird. Like if that was Tim Burton was doing that or if I was just imagining it.
You went outside. You should just went to a forest instead. You know, that's the best. Being in nature or
a forest.
That is great.
It's so amazing.
I'm going to next time. We're going to take some and go to the condo in La Jolla at the Comedy Store and just have a bunch of guys and have the beach right there and kind of like a home base to go back to.
I need to hear. Right. How is the genesis of this? I want to see Pink Floyd, Joey Diaz, and I are going
to
go.
And so I'm like, you know what? That seems like a good time to do it. The Wall.
I love that one.
And so he's just doing The Wall from start to finish.
Right. That made me suicidal, though.
And then this giant, did it really?
That I used to listen to that so much as a teenager.
That was the first tape I bought.
Yeah, ever. Right?
Is it like, everybody? 1899? What the fuck are you talking about?
All right.
But I was too insecure back then to say, that I don't want it. Right. I couldn't like take a stand like that. So I was like, okay, I guess all my money's gone.
God, but do you remember the movie? I mean, I would watch that movie.
I never saw the movie.
I saw that. His eyebrows. The last time they did the concert, they did The Wall.
Oh, really?
And I think, yeah. Well, and I saw that on mushrooms. That was my first time doing mushrooms, I believe. I saw the
How long ago
Pink Floyd,
this?
The Wall. Maybe 90.
Oh, the last time they were here, they played Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, was it Dark Side of the Moon?
Yeah.
There was these pigs that broke down.
That was like 3 years ago.
Oh, no. I saw it 93. Yeah. Okay.
I'm saying that wasn't the last time.
Oh, that.
Yeah. But yeah, it was weird. Yeah, they've been. Yeah. Roger Waters has been playing.
So you were on the subway going towards
and
the.
So Diaz shows me in his mouth. He's like, takes out the tinfoil and he's like, whatever. And I'm like, oh, he's going to do it. And he wants to make sure I see. So he keeps like showing me his tongue. And it's like he's got the acid on. I'm like, oh, fuck. All right. Another one. Another full one. The whole thing, because I couldn't tear it.
Sorry. So you did the first one's half. Start. Okay. And then
I did a full one.
Okay.
And so I waited a little while. I tried to tear mine on the subway. I could tear it. So
it's a tab. It's like a tab. Old school paper.
Yeah.
Paper.
Wow. Paper.
Oh, my God. That's so old school.
Blotter.
Well, he said he got an offer for gel, but he had to get like 60 gel hits worth, and it was like $600. And he's like, what am I going to do with this? I'm just going to do it all, so I don't want this pyramids. Much around.
Yeah.
Black pyramids with a little gold speck on the top.
You know what's crazy? I'm sweating and getting anxiety just thinking about it. Like, because your body, I don't know if you've, for those who've never done acid, it mimics
makes your body
schizophrenia.
Feel weird.
Do you know that? Your brain waves go into schizophrenia, and you're just sweating, and you've got strychnine coursing up and down.
I heard the strychnine. Somebody said that that's all a urban legend. The whole strychnine. But remember that thing when I'm going to get in a car accident, and it's going to hit my back, and I'm not going to be...
Wait, but then what's that feeling, that up and down your spinal cord?
I don't know.
Just like...
See, I personally think it's something. Speed. It's just bad.
And then somebody says that's strychnine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, okay.
Yeah, you get an all over body high. From the first tab, I was immediately, before I even smoked pot, within like 15 minutes, like, oh, I'm feeling something here.
So yeah, you feel it come on, and you're like...
It's sort of like ecstasy a little bit. Like I want to get up and go crazy and like I just feel this thing in my body. It feels nice. But then that sort of stayed no harder than that. And so then I did another half a tab on the subway. And then as we got off, I was like, fuck it. It's been another 20 minutes. I don't have much. You know, there's no visual. So I was like, I'll take the other one. So it was a tab and a half. And then we got there at like 6 o'clock, like at the Staples Center. And they had like 3 tickets left, but super corner where you couldn't really see much. Mm-hmm. We're like, let's wait for scalpers. And it still was just not kicking in crazy. So we're like, you want to just call it? Like, we couldn't get any good seats. There was no good seats to buy. And all we heard is don't sit up too close because the wall is humongous and you can't see anything. And don't sit in the corner. And that's all we could find. So we're like, why are we spending $200? We're on acid that doesn't kick in. And it's like, we're going to watch The Wall and shitty seats sober. Let's fuck it. Let's just forget it.
Yeah, to me, that's like, I could buy a Blu-ray player and The Wall on Laserdisc for less than that.
I don't mind going to see it. It's a crazy event. And I have $100 here or there. Like, once in a long while, I can spend $150 on something. But we walked away and went to the pantry, and then it kicked in.
Oh, okay.
And that was bad being downtown L.A.
Yeah. And then like, did you get the visuals? And
yeah, the chair, Diaz's chair got really far away. It was across the table from me. And I was like, this is bad. I kept looking at my arm and it was like, whoa. Ugh. But then I'm like, what's the plan now? Because the concert started 30 minutes ago. Yeah. We're in downtown LA. And Diaz was like, we're not going anywhere. Because he was feeling it too. I was like, okay, good. And then the guy, we ate our meal, whatever it was. I wasn't hungry.
How could you can't eat?
No, I just nibbled at something.
Yeah.
Every time you eat, you just start looking at it and start melting or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they brought the check over. I'm like, what the? We got to leave. And Dia's like, can we get some coffee? The guy's like, oh, okay.
So for the next 15 hours, can we sit here?
Yeah. So we wrote a new check. And then like 10 minutes later, Dia's like, dessert maybe? Can we get dessert? Anything that we could stay there?
Wow, you didn't think maybe just like, I don't know, find like a park or something?
Well, downtown LA, downtown those are all heroin parks. Why you live there, near there.
It's terrible. Man, like, after sundown? Stuck. After sundown, downtown LA is a ghost town with zombies.
Right.
The zombies that come out of MacArthur Park are the igloo homeless people. Like, it's real dicey.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to see people just shitting on the streets and just peeing. And you're like, oh, that's great. I can't believe I pay to live here.
Yeah.
It should be free. So what did you do? So you just
hung out at the pantry.
Until it got a little bit under control, just a little bit. Then we walked to the subway and went home.
They tried to call me and they're like, "We're coming over. We're doing a podcast." Like,
let's not waste this. It was like a good feeling, but not a crazy. The visuals weren't amazing. Diaz said it was weak acid, so we needed to do like two tabs next time.
Fuck all right, that.
Well, can I ask you something? Yeah. Why wait so long in life to try? Did you try drugs before?
No. No.
At all.
Yeah, and I have something I want to present to you guys to see if it's a good idea. But because I grew up in an Orthodox Jewish, I went to school with Orthodox Jews.
Oh my God.
The only like beer we had at like one party once.
And Manischewitz wine.
Yeah, but it was like nobody drank, nobody did anything. Some bad kids had done beer.
Now your parents are both Orthodox.
Yeah.
And are you an only child?
No, four kids. But the only drugs we had were people that came to speak to our school as part of like public service.
Oh, that
know?
DARE, right?
Yeah.
So that program was a fucking game. It only taught me which drugs I was going to do.
Really?
It was like, what's mescaline do? Yeah. All right, man, I'm going to find some of that.
I know. It's like a list. Oh, thanks for the map, Nancy Reagan. Now I know exactly what to do.
Or Quaaludes. I was so bummed by the time I got to high school. They didn't make them anymore.
I know.
I was looking for Quaaludes.
And it sucked back then because you're like, what's Quaaludes? I have to go to the library, you know, the card catalog system. You're pulling out books. Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah. God, Quaaludes. I wish I could. Oh, to this day, I wish.
Wow.
But sorry. Okay.
All I heard is people saying I messed up my life with cocaine. Like it was just, it'll ruin your life. You'll lose your wife and your house. And even to this day, I still have a little bit like. But then I'm like,
never done cocaine.
I've done it a few times, but very little. But all my friends do cocaine, and they're fine.
Yeah.
They're not losing their homes. No. They're just funny.
Yeah.
Right.
Like it's okay.
Well, it can actually make your career. Look at Belushi. Was phenomenal. On cocaine. A lot of artists are actually a lot better.
But now you have Adderall that's just the same, but
well,
it doesn't
pills have taken over. Yeah.
That's big.
A lot of great music and great art it's been created on drugs.
Yeah, and
so
I smoke pot,
which
my mom thinks of as drugs. So it's like, maybe people are just wrong. They just judge shit for shit they haven't done.
Well, you know what's interesting? They say pot is the gateway drug. I disagree. Alcohol is the gateway drug.
I think everything's a gateway drug.
Yeah.
Like alcohol makes you more likely to do pot, which makes you more like
NyQuil,
Yeah, like what's the next thing?
So,
but honestly, if there's no pot, those gateway people are just going to go straight to...
I smoked weed pills when I was 13, and then by 14, I was doing acid. So,
I never smoked weed till college.
Wait, so you're raised in this ultra-conservative household, and you were taught that drugs are the devil.
Just bad. You just don't do them. They're just bad.
And what about, like, sexuality? Are you not supposed to...
Didn't lose
to
my virginity until I was 23.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I just didn't really get into it.
And were you able to...
Did you masturbate?
Yeah.
I masturbated before I could even come.
Well, I've heard that.
I didn't know what it was, what I was doing.
Right.
So you just masturbated and you never finished?
You'd feel the orgasm would happen, but nothing would come out. Like your body wasn't producing anything.
You just didn't make any mustard.
Damn, I was fucking coming when I was
12?
Yeah, really? I started before that. That's, early that's about when I started 11? Coming. 12, 13.
Okay. But you were rubbing them out before you did anything, too. 8 years
old. Oh, see, I wasn't.
I would, inside my jeans, I would just scrape them as hard as I could until it was bloody.
Where? In synagogue or
no,
temple?
No, no, never a temple. But at some point, I knew what I was doing was
Hebrew
wrong.
School?
At some point, I knew that.
Yeah.
But I didn't quite know why.
Now, how did your parents address sexuality with you?
Didn't.
Ugh.
Never talked about it, really.
So how did you learn?
TV and friends. Like, it's not that
always
hard to learn.
Excellent
these days.
Source.
I really
education.
Don't need anyone to teach. There's no birds and the bees at this point.
Other teenage boys. Yeah. Excellent.
You see a movie. But the only problem is getting it from movies. You're like, am I supposed to last like an hour and a half every time?
Right.
Sex is really bad.
I still think that in the back
know,
of my head.
Because it's been ingrained. It's been ingrained
yeah,
in you.
Yeah, bullshit.
And girls like, no, 6-7 minutes is plenty. And you're like, really?
Yes. Well, it's
like,
theatrics.
You almost don't believe you.
It's
yeah.
a play. You're watching a sex play when you're watching pornography. It's not real,
yeah.
obviously.
There's cuts.
Yeah,
in like a movie a version, like in what was that Mel Gibson movie? Where he's a loose cannon.
Which Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon. Yeah, at some point he was fucking
where
some girl, and it seemed like
cannon.
There was like fade in and out, and it seemed like whatever it was.
That was so clinical.
Have you had the like? I hate my thing is, and this is kind of a kind of in the same line is when girls are like, you need to start making noises in bed because I'm a real quiet like kind of guy.
I love when girls get loud,
but I like when girls get loud.
But you don't. You're not loud.
No, I'm not loud. I don't know why. It's mostly because I was hiding, you know, or something. I don't know in my mom's house back
right.
when I was a kid. And I just
like you're supposed
grew,
to. You're
like supposed
to be ashamed, and you're supposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how you learn to be a grown up.
So,
and to lie.
So people are like. You know, you have to be loud in bed. So then I try, and it's just the most embarrassing thing ever. I'm like, and I'm like, all right, this is so stupid. But I guess they like this better. And then the same person, this is like an ex-girlfriend from a while ago. They're like, you need to be more like aggressive. You need to take control.
These girls
and so,
are.
And,
who are you sleeping with?
Hot well, girls,
lunatics,
girls who get into fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
So, ex-porn stars,
I'm
for,
not one
for
of those.
Example,
yeah.
for Brian.
I'm a real dud. Sorry.
So it's like, then I try that. So I'm like, yeah. And she's like, harder. I'm like, you shut up. And then I feel like I'm like.
You know what it is? I've heard this before. Remember Daisy Gardner?
No.
She's a comedian, but she used to give advice to this girl. Oh, fuck, I forget. But she was like more gothic. Her friend who gave, and she goes, "You got to smile more. I always get more respect from people when I smile more." But it's like, no, you get more respect when you smile more.
Yeah, right.
And the girls want the type of guy who gets into sex more, but they don't. That's not you. That's never gonna be you.
Well,
so you're just faking it.
Well, that's what I'm like. So I think I should like start like pinching myself or something when so I have strange. Sex, or just like put my like credit score on the pillow next to me and just look at it and get pissed or.
I always think the worst thing that in pornos that the girls always do is they just pretty much, when they're dirty, they're just telling you what you're already doing.
Right.
They're like, yeah, fuck that pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, slap that at. But it's like I'm doing, like I was just doing that.
You know what I really dislike in pornography what? Is when the girl gets blasted on her face and then it's not enough that it's on her face. She has to scoop it.
Into her mouth.
I gotta get all of it in there. I gotta taste. It's like,
really? Don't waste it.
But is that a thing for men that they have to know that their semen is not being... It's
I hate
all
that.
Of it's gonna go in. Like, is that a thing for guys?
Not for me.
I can't.
Most
I can't blast
can't
on
stomach.
A girl's face because I want to kiss her later. And I don't want to be like, oh, you're still
that
salty.
That seems really demeaning to me.
Yeah.
I don't get it. And I don't like the spitting.
Really?
I can't
yeah.
handle why the spinning on everybody's genitals in these movies.
Oh,
what happened to just good old fashioned like, hey, this is fun. It's like,
yeah, it's like I don't need to honk a loogie in your pussy.
Oh, choking. I don't like choking.
Oh, he likes
I love
choking.
It.
Really?
He freaks me out all the time, man. Mm.
I never knew that until I found a girl in San Diego, and she's like, yeah, choke. I was like, and it was fucking awesome.
It was your. It became your thing.
Yeah, but now some girls who aren't into choking are into at least me making.
Wait, I'm
move.
Sorry. Not choking. Like I'm gonna choke you, but girls are gagging. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I think
oh,
I meant
gagging.
Gagging.
Oh yeah, I'm not
where
into that.
She's like, that's, oh, and it's
yeah.
killing her.
Yeah,
and, like,
I'm not into that.
It's
yeah,
not
I'm not
hot.
Into that either.
Put it down as far as you want, but be comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like to yeah. see someone throw up yeah. on penis.
I've never taken a girl's head and pushed it down.
Yeah, that would be good.
I've never had a girl suck my balls either. I think that just seems
that in between, just for to mix it up. But
no.
I don't know. Or tossing salad,
like
tossing
fragile.
A
oh no,
I've had that too, and I was like, I don't know why you're doing. It's like I'm not into it. It doesn't make me feel good or bad.
I could do it to a girl, but I can't do it to a guy. I don't want it done to me.
You don't
want
to do it to a guy?
No, because guys' asses are hairy and unseen.
Yeah, I would not want a girl to do that. Just
okay. So what do you think of this idea? Because I got to go soon. I got to go to the doctor, but. I want to do something I never did. I want to do every drug.
Mm. Don't do any needle.
No, everything.
No.
And either write about it or do a podcast about it, but just like from no experience, just everything.
That seems like a very bad idea.
Just try. And just like one time, I'm going to do coke, and then one time crack, and then maybe one time coke and go out with it. One time stay at home, see what the differences are.
Well, I think that's a surefire way of cultivating a drug habit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's what you're interested in.
Yeah, if you heroin just want
to. But just like one time. And then move to the next.
You know, that's one time like you're gonna do heroin and be like, ah, that was the most beautiful thing ever. Yeah.
Oh,
doing that
bit.
Again, and next thing everyone you know, you're heroin. Fucking sleeping.
I've
in your
accidentally
car.
Smoked heroin once.
Really?
Yeah.
When I was a teenager, and
I probably have too.
And, and what?
And nothing. Like you just get super loaded, and then you're like, what was that all about? And I never did it again. You know, I mean, I think that like in my life, I have done almost one of every drug.
Me too.
Over the span of like a few of years.
Well,
but
I hate
it
judging people
with
no experience. It's so easy to say, oh, look at you, you're doing this. But it's like, I don't know what that's like. I don't know how awesome it is.
But I think also I was in a bad state of mind when I was doing those things.
Right.
I was very angry and very troubled.
Yeah,
and I think
20,
it kind of
goes, know?
Yeah, it's reckless.
Yeah, I don't recommend it while you're an adult because that's, I don't know, that just does not seem like a good idea. That seems like something that if you do it young enough and if you fuck up
but
at a young age, you have enough time to recover and get your life back together.
But I know people, like not squares, but you know, squares. People, normal people back home.
Square corners.
That think that I'm wasting my life if you smoke pot every day or if you smoke pot once a week. They're like, ugh, get a life. And it's like, no, you just don't get it. It's doing nothing bad to me. It's just fun.
Dude, I smoke pot, but you smoke pot all day.
But see, you're doing the same thing. You're saying because it's not what you want to do, it's
no longer valid. I'm saying that it gets to a point where you're fucking smoking it all day long and it feels like you're relying on it to live.
So you're saying it will feel like that when you smoke pot all day long?
Huh?
You're saying it feels like that to you
when you smoke pot all day long. It's like any kind of drug, dude. If you have alcohol and you drink alcohol all day,
there's a ton of people who say, look, you can have a beer. There's no reason to get sloshed for no reason. But you'd be like, no, you don't get it. I want to get drunk.
Yeah, but you wake up, smoke weed, and smoke weed all day till you go to bed. That's a problem.
Oh, that's
no matter
trouble.
But
that's
why do you
trouble.
Think it is? I don't. But why do you think it would be if I did?
Because you're not even getting high. You are reaching for you're doing something,
high.
Thinking you're getting high, but you're just going and going and going, trying to get this invisible
high. This is exactly
high.
What I'm talking about.
That's the nature
it's
of addiction.
It's just you're judging
though.
People
you're
in another.
That's addiction.
Position.
Well, like heroin.
That's addiction.
But I get. Oh, I'm addicted to it. But I get high. I get high on pot.
All right, and guess what? I smoke a bowl right now, and I'll be fucking blazed a million times more stoned than you.
Well, yes,
bro.
You get more high than I do. But there's people who never smoke pot that will get higher than you do.
Right, but
there's no right or wrong. There's just your situation.
No. But 2 hours from now, I'm not thinking I need to get that high again. And then 2 hours later, I'm like, I need to get high again. That's interrupting your lifestyle because
why?
You're fucking
I
thinking that you
do
have
things,
to do
though.
That to survive.
But
and
I
to
think
be a
that
certain
is the
way.
Nature. That is the nature of addiction. Is that you function with it?
Yeah.
Like heroin junkies, they don't even get high when they do heroin. They just need to take heroin to feel normal. So if you need pot or whatever substance just to feel normal.
Yeah, I don't have that yet.
Well, yeah, then I'd say that would be an addiction.
I smoke to get higher to go eat, make everything taste delicious.
Well, yeah.
I just know that when, like, 2 years ago, before Ari smoked weed, or maybe it was 3 years ago, four years ago, he had barely smoked weed, and he took, like, one hit at my house of his bong, and he almost got in a car accident.
Yeah, that's
remember
when I
that?
Fell asleep at a
yeah,
light.
Yeah,
I fell asleep at a red light on the way
and
home.
Back then, he was like, I could only take one hit of weed, and that's all I want, and that's all I need. Cut to now, where
yeah, but it's but that's all I needed then, and that's all I wanted then. But that's not that's no judgment on people who do it more.
See, I
that's
think
just
what's
what
happening
I wanted.
Is because Ari started drugs late.
Yeah.
This is your adolescence of drug use. Like,
right.
Well, people say the same thing about women with me. They're like, why don't you just want us one girl? That's just it's ridiculous. You're 36. You should want a single woman.
Oh no!
No,
and I'm like, that's your decision.
No,
you're
saying,
not making that call, but some people are.
No, but I'm saying like the drug use you're talking about, like that's pretty normal, I think, to want to do a lot of drugs. Mm-hmm. But because you didn't do it in your adolescence or in college, like it's just like a latent sort of.
It's just weird.
Yeah, it's like, let's see what this is like.
Yeah, you can try it, but it'll fuck you up, just so you know.
Like, I used to get drunk all the time too, and now it's like, I don't really get drunk that often. I liked it. It's just not always for me.
But I do know that doing every kind of drug, it just fucks with you, like emotionally. Because then you're depressed after you do it.
Well, that's what I
want
to talk about
too,
or write about, or just see what the effects are, so I actually know.
Well, I mean, go for it.
Yeah.
I'm terrified. I'd be scared.
I just remember when I first started smoking weed, I remember thinking that even the next day, I remember
I got high and I was still high the next day.
Right. And I remember thinking, I am dumb today. That weed has made me dumb. I am not thinking at my 100%.
Because you're still super high.
No, this is the next day after getting stoned. Yeah, like, and this was like shitty weed from a bowl that I got in high school. I remember thinking the next day. And then I remember thinking, smoking weed and having a beer or two and going, wow, that combination, fucking crazy.
Yeah, I can't.
Now I don't think about any of that stuff. Right. Like, I've done it to the point where I don't feel like I'm dumb anymore when I smoke weed. I'm just like, oh, I'm the same. I'm just, you know. But that shit adds up, and I just don't realize it anymore. So when you're fucking smoking weed all day, you might think, oh, I'm fucking thinking all these things I wouldn't think if I was stoned, and I'm so much smarter when I'm stoned, or I feel like I'm more creative when I'm stoned. That might be the case, but you also forgetting that it's also taking it down to like a dumber level.
But why do you smoke pot at all then? Knowing it makes you dumber,
I don't smoke weed like you guys.
No, but you shouldn't smoke ever.
No. If I'm sitting in front of my computer trying to think of new ideas for editing a video, I'll smoke weed. If I'm thinking up new jokes, I'll smoke weed. If I'm hanging out with friends and they bring weed, I'll smoke it. But I'm not sitting at home ever by myself just smoking weed for no reason at all.
Oh,
ever.
I do that. That's probably problematic.
I don't think it's problematic at all.
I use it as a tool.
I don't use it to write. I don't use it to come up with ideas. I have my brain for that.
Right. But if you have been thinking with your brain your whole life and you want a different perspective of thing, you throw some weed in there and now you have a different perspective. That's why I use it, though. That's why I use it for editing. Anything creative, that's what I use it for. But there's no reason to fucking sit around and smoke weed when you're just sitting here by yourself doing nothing.
But people look at you when you smoke
unless you're using it to, like, chill out, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think it has so many different uses for different people. Like, for me, I mean, I get crazy anxiety. I get freaked out. Some days, it's the only thing I can do. Right. I cannot fucking function, and I just have to get high and watch 80s movies.
Right.
That's it.
Right. Yeah. But you don't do it every day. You don't do it all day long.
And I can't because it makes me so stupid. Like, it makes me so retarded. I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what I have to do. What errands I have to run. Well, that's a different kind of human. Like,
yeah, I know some people can't
drive. Some people are wired
that
way. Yeah. Oh, I can't drive on it. Yeah. I can't even talk to people on it. Like, I have to be alone or just with one other person.
Yeah.
I can't do anything on it.
I can't go on stage when I'm drunk.
Oh, I can't go on stage.
I slur terribly, but some people can completely. They're fine with it.
I can't even drink coffee before I go up.
I fucking slur
really?
So much.
Yeah, I have trouble with caffeine. I get it makes me too hyper and I'm
freaked out. Wow. Well, Ari,
I just don't like when people place the line on themselves.
What do you mean?
Like, this is acceptable. What I do anymore is unacceptable.
Well, that's because I think it's boundaries for yourself, you mean? Where you go, I can't do anymore.
It's okay to say for yourself, but to say for other people, like, you shouldn't do anything more or worse than what I do.
Right.
Because I am what's right for everyone. Yeah.
Well, there are objective truths to drug use. Like that's how they treat addicts and junkies, or by these objective things that happen over time to people that use frequently. Like, so there are objective realities that do occur.
Yeah, I mean, you can't say that it's your problem that you are when you do this drug all day and it's not my problem. You're just pushing your beliefs on me. That's true to a point, but it's also true that you're putting a chemical in your body that, you know,
there's a lot of people who would look at the amount of pot that you do and think, you're wasting your life. You're an idiot. You can't do any
absolutely
work without it.
And I'm not
but
saying
they're wrong, too. You know what's best for you.
Look, I'm sure that these people have a point to the point that I'm changing the way my brain is supposed that was born to have. Meaning you're not born with weed in you.
Right.
Or, you know? You're changing your thought process. You're changing your brain to I guess, the default. You're adding stuff to it.
Yeah.
So you can say that, yes, but you can also say that about anything like B12, vegetables, vitamins, anything you can add to it.
Right.
You
know? So what I do is I don't try to tell anyone what they should or shouldn't do. It's like, you know what best
for you. I'm not telling you. I'm just saying that don't you find it odd that you smoke all day long weed?
Yeah.
You're escaping your normal default every day, all day long.
Well, I'm not high now.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not.
You probably forgot.
I haven't smoked pot yet today. But even if I did, even if I got high all day long, I don't see it's anyone else's problem. If you say, you're not going out, you're not doing comedy anymore, then you're like, there's a valid reason.
Yeah, here's the thing. I do think that there are functional... Pot seems to be the one exception to the rule because pot doesn't really... I don't know if it really destroys your life the way other drugs do.
Uh-huh.
And there are functioning potheads. There are people that for years get high every day, all day, and have very successful careers
yeah.
and have very successful lives. How the relationships are, I don't know.
There's cokeheads that are successful with it.
Yeah, but coke has a shorter lifespan on it, I think. Your body ultimately can't sustain that yeah. amount of
also, your of fucking stimulant. Nose just starts falling apart. Yeah, like my friend had a hole from you. One nostril to the other nostril from doing coke too
but
much.
What's the worst weed can do is what? Make you fatter? Make you a bit dopier?
Yeah. If you were like, look, you snack so much and you're fat, but I'm underweight.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm not sure what the problems are other than...
Your short-term memory?
Yeah.
That and I
but
do.
That's a reason not to smoke pot ever.
Well, yeah, it
those
definitely
reasons
affects
are like,
mine.
Don't smoke pot.
But I think it does affect your relationships too, because you're not really connecting with people. You're
really,
yeah.
I think everything is beautiful now. I find everything way more interesting and awesome now.
Are you in a relationship? Do you have a girlfriend? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, it doesn't matter. But I do know that personally, in my experience, when yeah. I'm high, I can't connect to other people, and I'm doing it.
I connect so much to them.
Wow. Really?
So
I don't at all. I'm very isolated.
All right, sometimes you're so stoned you don't even know what's going on. I don't know how, if you're in a relationship, that I could have a serious conversation about you about my period if you're fucking thinking, going, huh?
No, I have huge empathy for people.
Well, when yeah, love. You might have love, but you also like shiny objects. You know, you're not...
But I think getting high by nature isolates you. It puts you in your own mind. It gets you into your own head. Yeah. That's what it does for me. I don't know...
Most of the time I get high is at the Comedy Store with a bunch of people, and we all just hang out and talk and
yeah, so
and
that's
laugh.
Not, I can't do that.
It's super social.
Your doctor's out. Appointment's in 15 minutes.
Oh, Ari's got to go.
It's in 9 minutes.
Get his colon irrigated.
Yeah, I got to go.
Oh, boy.
Well, we've been going for
all right, let's end
an hour. So yeah,
we just talked about drugs.
Yeah,
that was really fun.
That was a
you
good
guys.
One, though. I liked it.
Yeah. So. Well, cool. Thanks for being here, Ari, and taking the place of my husband.
Well, no problem. Anytime. Maybe later tonight.
Yeah. Oh,
Fuck you, Tom. Enjoy your fucking blueberry muffin, cunt face.
How dare you? He's at Acme if you want to see him.
Acme? Where are you guys at?
Where are you at? Oh, I'm at the Funny Farm in Atlanta tomorrow and Saturday.
Oh, nice.
And then
tomorrow's Friday. Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday and then Saturday. And Sunday. Sorry.
I'm in LA this weekend. I'll be in San Francisco for the Sketch Fest.
Ooh.
January 21st and 22nd or 20th and 21st at the Purple Onion.
All right. And Red Band?
I'll be here.
One cool.
To my podcast.
Well,
go to the Naughty Show tonight if anyone's around in Los Angeles.
That's a good one.
It's going to be pretty sweet.
Well, thank you everybody for listening to Your Mom's House.
And it's yourmomspodcast.com now. It's up there right now. It's going to be on iTunes any day now. So.
iTunes.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah.
I'm waiting for them to approve it.
Nice. So. Well, cool. Until next
is
time.
Is Lily Allen?
All right. I like
Lily Allen.
I like this song.